You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Serbian mini-state within Bosnia-Herzegovina is holding a referendum this weekend despite international concerns that it could be part of an attempt to secede from the already volatile country and spark a proxy war between Russia and the West. Stefan Boss has this report.
Sunday's vote asks residents of Bosnia-Serb Republic, known as Republika Srpska, whether to maintain a national holiday on January 9th, despite a constitutional court ruling against the referendum. The court ruled the proposed date discriminates against Muslim Bosniaks and Catholic Croats, since it falls on a Serb Orthodox Christian holiday. The referendum on statehood is Bosnia's first since a 1992 vote on secession from then Yugoslavia, ignited 3 years of ethnic war in which more than 100,000 people were killed. Balkan observers see it as a dress rehearsal for an attempt to secede from Bosnia, which was divided after the war between the Serb-run region and the Bosnia-Croat Federation. The vote has also sparked wider tensions between Western nations, which are supporting the Bosniaks and Croats, and Russia, which is backing the Serbs. The U.S. Embassy in Sarajevo threatened unspecified consequences if the referendum is not cancelled, while the Russian ambassador openly supported the referendum, calling it an act of democracy. And in an act of defiance, Russian President Vladimir Putin and the President of Republika Srpska, Milorad Dodik, met in Moscow ahead of the referendum on Thursday, officially, to discuss the situation in the Balkan Peninsula. Bosnian Serbs declared, in 1992, the creation of their own state within Bosnia on January 9th. That's no surprise, as it is the traditional Serb patron saint's day. During the war that followed, Bosnian Serb forces expelled non-Serbs from the territory they controlled in an effort to make it part of neighboring Serbia. Although Republika Srpska ended up not independent, but as an autonomous region of Bosnia, they still celebrate January 9th as a national holiday. Yet non-Serbs living there see the date as a symbol of their expulsion and a sign that Republika Srpska is still a place meant just for Serbs. The region saw much bloodshed, including Europe's worst single massacre since World War II in the Bosnian town of Srebrenica. Some 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed there after Serb forces overran the town in 1995. Despite the controversies, Bosnian Serb Prime Minister Jelka Svijanovic has made clear that a vote should be held anyway. Especially Muslim Bosniaks now fear that a disputed referendum is a test for a more serious one in 2018 on Republika Srpska's independence from Bosnia. The vote is also closely watched internationally, as the central authorities of the divided country seek membership of the European Union. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.